What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the stats. You've earned the chat with me and Central High School's head football coach, Mr. Franklin Carter. Coach, heading into week two and your season's home opener, what was something you learned about your team in week one that you're bringing into this week?
The one thing we really learned in week one against Signal was our depth is very small. We are very short on depth. We had a lot of kids going both ways, had some cramping out, had some bringing up lunch. But, you know, we're going to try to work our way into shape and we're going to do what we have to do.
With a new QB this season, how have you seen him grow in his role throughout the summer as well as week one?
Jarrell's a kid that came to us from another school here in town, and he got here last spring, matter of fact, and he's worked very hard in the weight room all spring and summer, and pound for pound, he's one of the strongest kids we got. Not real tall or big in stature, but he works very hard, and he's a pleaser and wants to make sure he gets things right, and he's kind of hard on himself when he doesn't do that, but he's still catching on some of the things that we're working on here on the offensive side of the ball, as far as some reads on some pass routes and some run reads. But overall, he's been a pleasure to coach, and he's doing a good job for us.
Yeah, definitely love to see him fitting in that role pretty well for you, and you know, being a good attribute for the team and asset for the team too. And hosting Udawal this week, how do you game plan for Griffin Patterson on both sides of the ball for Udawal?
Man, that's just tough. He's a great player. Our defensive coach has obviously been up longer than I have on that, so we might have to ask him. He's been up looking at film, constantly on that guy. And it's going to take a team effort. I mean, we're going to have to corral him on defense. It's going to be an uphill battle for us, but we're up for it.
Yeah, definitely. It's always a good thing to see a challenge kind of early, so you know what the team can handle for later on in the season as well. And last question for you: what do you think will be the biggest challenge for the team this year?
Biggest challenge for the team this year, probably going to be, you know, that's a great question. But if I had to pick the biggest challenge, it's going to be cohesion, like understanding that it's going to take all 11 of us doing our own personal job to make the play work. You know, we're getting there. We're not quite there yet. But, you know, the understanding that it's an individual team sport. Each individual has to do their job to make the whole team work or the play work. So, you know, we're fighting that, and we're trying to get them to understand that every play, every time the whistle snaps, you do your job and you don't have to worry about the outcome.
Yeah, definitely. And it sounds like that's something that you've been working on all summer as well, and that the team can, you know, maybe put to work sooner rather than later. So it's not a bad problem to have over there at Central. And we wish you the best of luck this season as well as this week and everything that you have going on over there, and can't wait to see what y'all do.
Man, I appreciate it. Appreciate you taking time to call us.